There's the homies. We started yesterday looking at Har Sinai, which represents in our journey the chuppah, the three stages of marriage between a man and a woman, parallel the three stages of development of the relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael for the purposes of this discussion. But there's more. We'll see. There's a Yitzhak, there's a Yaakov. Now we're dealing with Avram. Avram's not enough because you can be a Ben Avram and be a Yishmael. And Yitzchak and Avram's not enough because you can be a Ben Avram and Yitzchak and be a Esav. You need to be a Ben Yaakov. Why? Because you weren't listening. Nachon? You mustn't miss this. You can be a Ben Avram, but it's not enough because a Ben Avram can be a Yishmael. And you can be a Ben Avram and a Ben Yitzchak, and it's not enough because you can be an Esav. You have to be a Ben Yaakov. Because then you're Yisrael. Once you're a Yisrael, that's it. Being an Avram, Avram and a Ben Yitzchak is not enough. You can be an Avram Yitzchak and be a Choyte and become a Yishmael or an Esav. Once you're a Ben Yisrael, and Yaakov worked very, very hard for that.
And Yaakov encompasses Yitzchak and Avram as well, yeah?
Maybe, I don't know. That's not what the discussion is. The discussion is that Yaakov worked very hard to make that happen. But we're discussing Avram now. We're discussing the Shoroshim of how Avram started the process. Let's assume we'll get to the end. We'll see what Yaakov did. Okay. Just important to bear that in mind. Because we're trying to be Avrams, and there's a danger in being an Avram because you can produce in Ishmael. Okay, so we're at Har Kegigis. Klal Yisrael stands at Mamad HaSinai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Koper Aleim Har Kegigis, and says, Im atem mekabel mitzvah Torah muta, v'im lav sham tiyeh kvuroschem. If you accept the Torah, all very well, but if not, that'll be your end. And the question we asked, and everybody asks, we just said Ma'aseh v'Nishma. What's with the heavy? What's with the violence? We just said Ma'aseh v'Nishma. And you acknowledge that Ma'aseh v'Nishma was a major, major achievement. Okay. So let's learn a bit of Maharal. Says the Maharal in the Guari and Shmuis. He's Mevayeh al pi Midrash. Shakorish Bochu Rotzel Tet Lakeshin is suin ze. Toykev Shelo Yoichel Sholcho Kol Yomov. Kosh Bochu wanted that there should be built into this marriage something which you don't have in a marriage. In a normal marriage, we saw it's not like a father son relationship. A marriage relationship has the ability to end. There's a thing called Geirushin, and you can end a marriage. But Hashem wanted implanted in the genes of this marriage, Le'yochol L'shlochol Kol Yomov. He wanted it to be a marriage that can't end. So how do you do that?
Can't end.
Can never end. Le'yochol L'shlochol Kol Yomov. The husband can never send the wife away ever. That's obviously the reason. Yes. Yeah, but that's what we're talking about. Huh?
Woman doesn't have a right in the Torah for men in Russia now.
You don't have a right in Torah either. And you just, whatever rights you had, you just lost. Whatever right to existence you had, you just lost. There's a thing called silent mode. No, we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chosen and Klal Yisrael is the Kalah. So we're talking about why did the Chosen do what he did? We want to know why he did what he did. Because Hashem once built into this marriage, Lo Yoichel L'Sholcho Kol Yomov. So how did he do that? Huh? That's not going to work because there's laws of Gittin. Even the Torah didn't abrogate the laws of Gittin. We have Gittin in the world. Avraham Avinu didn't come along and make a situation where there's no more Masechtas Gittin. We still have Masechtas Gittin. Huh? You can learn the whole of Shas and you don't have Masechtas Gittin. You don't make a Sima Shas because we still have it. Had Avraham uprooted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uprooted with Klal Avraham, uprooted the whole Musag of Geirushin, then we wouldn't have a Masechtas Gittin, but we have a Masechtas Gittin. No, there's another way around it. Kashem Sha'onas any Yoichel Shaleches and Nusukol Yamechayov. We learn in Ben Seira Meira. Onus. Onus can't send her away forever. Someone's ma'anus a woman. He's stuck with her. He's stuck with her. He has to take her home, and he's stuck with her. You knew that? Now you do. Kashem Shah Onus Eni Yoichel Shleches Anusai Kol Yamei Chayov. Just as a onus can't send away the victim of his onus all the days of his life. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kapa Elam HaKegigis. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kapa Elam HaKegigis. Imriel Sel Nasa Kiviyochol Anusosa, sorry, Amisrael Nasa Kiviyochol Anusosa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael became the onus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'chshuv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eni Yoichol Sholcham Me'al Ponov Kol Yomor. Gambesman gloseinu lopoto isona Hakadosh Baruch Hu beget peturin. Even when we're going to Golus, Hakadosh Baruch Hu can't just get rid of us with a get. Ela nachshavnu ki ish shaholoch baile lebedinas hayam v'dayte lachzo aleya. She's like a woman whose husband has gone to Medinas Hayam, and she's waiting for him to come back. Tomid ne am sugula v'tomid netzape liyeshua shebo yicharish haKadosh Baruch Hu es yameinu kekedem. And that's what Yaakov Avinu instituted. That's what he created. He created this situation that no matter what, Klal Yisrael will always be Klal Yisrael. Okay, that's my bit. Okay, that's. Yeah, but this was long after Yaakov. This was in Har Sinai. Okay, that's not a sub. That's what you said. Not a sub. I'm just pointing out for further notice. We'll have to deal with that. That we'll see what Yaakov Avinu did. Tomid niye am sugule v'tomid natzapil Yeshua shebo yichare shekosh bo gimeni kikirem. Umaisif amar ra'al b'levayim. Tov, that's the... explains the maral. This onus never took place with threats. Sorry, why don't you put that away, please? Thank you. No, I just, you can do whatever you want. Just, I can't. Mine's here, but that's because I've said it rapidly. There's some people who need Zoom sometimes. So, Banashi's sitting there on the beach. Yes, and somebody's another guy also popping sometimes. This didn't happen as a result of threats, as it seems to me. Sounds like a threat, no? You hold a mountain of a God's head, you say, either you kept the Torah or then you're going to die. Sounds like a threat to me. This is a maral, that's not a threat. Ela shamam v'ra sinai yakon nizkov, mereimem v'golu la'ein. Our sinai was such an unbelievable, elevated, revealed moment. Maimet sheboa chosim giles el yonoi soi v'esmashu yeichel asoit b'mitzrayim. With the chosim displayed not all his ways, but a big chunk of who he was and what he's capable of. B'yitzias mitzrayim, b'kriyas yamsu, b'maimet asina. Klal Yisrael roi giluim noiroim. Klal Yisrael, we're exposed to awesome, awesome revelations. Atzumim is going ad mod. Hashem lo yoichel shelo la'askim b'nusuv. They couldn't say no. They couldn't say no. Do the malachim have bechira or not?
No.
No. No, 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 no. Some Rishonim say yes. They do. However, there's nothing they can do with that bechira. Because when you're that close to reality, you can't go against it. When you're standing
that's
next,
not the hero.
So that's what I have to understand that my place is what that my place is. No, once again, that's not our subject. That's not our subject. That's not, you guys want to have the, okay, carry on. Let me know when you're finished. Let me know when you're finished not dealing with what we're dealing with. I'm not dealing with the hero, but you have my place is showing you, and you want to have the argument. No, I'm not learning about the hero. I'm trying to illustrate the point. When you're standing next to a cop, yeah, the head of the theft department, you don't steal. You have bechira to steal, but it's just obviously now's not the time. You don't steal. Clearly, so when they stood at Sinai, it wasn't that there was a gun against their head. Reality was so clear to them that at that moment they didn't have bechira. Not because they didn't have bechira, but because the moment was muchrach, imperative. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gilas atzma begilas shelo haya kamoisa v'gif shenema nidva elyoni v'tachtoni v'rosh shiachidi. Tell us how so clear is Hashem's oneness. Hashem hoitzi yose mimente sharek tumah v'toich mem tes yoyim hu agia lemem tes sharek kedusha. They went from mem tes sharek tumah in 49 days to mem tes sharek kedusha. The madregas Adam Arishon koidem achet. Adam Arishon koidem achet. Adam Arishon was also that close to the reality and he was able to say. We'll see, there's always in the Kudus Bechira. It was the greatness of Klal Yisrael by saying Na'ase V'Nishma. But it was bordering on Hakagigis. The Matzav Zeham Yashikurim Yavis Hashem. Drunk with Avis Hashem. Chalman, Chazal Mavim is a posuk, Givinu El Beis Hayayim. The Matzav HaGodol Shel Yayin Zu Sinai. What's this big wine storehouse? A Sinai. Big pub. The matzav ze enif shurut shel bechira. You don't have bechira there. Ein gam yecholet shiput. Klal Yisrael rotza achaya kodesh boruch rotza achaya kodesh boruch hu mitoch ava ozo. Completely befuddled with love. Ve'alem rotzon kol shu lachzo le shifusom hakadmoynes toich kedei shibud gufni v'ruchoni. And they had no desire to go back to the loneliness that preceded these moments. So that's what's going on here. It's a bit strange. There's an Asav and Ishma, which is a Bechira Dika moment. But at the same time, there's such an unbelievable Gilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu here that what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Reject that? Reject that? How are you going to reject that? It's like you're standing on Rosh Hashanah, or you're standing in the middle of Ne'ilah at that moment, you know, just before Shmona Esra Ne'ilah. And you're this high off the ground, and you decide to go off the Derech. That's a good time to decide, you know, this is not for me. You close your mouth and you go off and you have a cigarette. It's not going to happen. Why not? Because the moment, don't let it happen. That moment's too elevated. That moment's too real and too true for you to, at that moment, take out a cigarette and shul and have a cigarette. It's not going to happen. It's not a threat. That's the Maharal. That's the Maharal. Hakagigis was a Metzias. It wasn't Hashem coming and saying, hey, listen, guys, look what I put over your head. The same as when you're standing next to a cop. The cop's not threatening you if you steal or kill you. You just don't steal because unless you're a sugar now, you don't steal when there's a. That's the negative of it. But the positive of it is when something's so beautiful and so elevated and you see how much Hashem loves you, why would you reject it at that moment? That's onus. Good question. Good question. Good question. The Torah talks like that. The Torah talks like that because that's the marshal. The Torah is always a marshal. We're going into the depths of the Torah. Give an example. It says, Yankev Avinu arrived in Shechem and he built sukkahs for his sheep. Why does God tell me that? What do I care that Yaakov built sukkahs for his sheep? No man, you don't see what he did with his sheep. You don't get an Arab to build fence for your sheep. Yaakov Avinu is busy building fence for his sheep, little hokey there for his sheep. More than that, Chazal tell us that Sukkot is related to Yaakov. You know why? Because he built Sukkot for his sheep. Wow. You know how we got Sukkot? The great Chag of Sukkot? Because Yaakov, you know, was a good, he had a little farm and he built some pens for his sheep. What's going on here? Klal Yisrael was, Yaakov Avinu was building Sukkot for his tzoyim. Who's the tzoyim? The 600,000 sheep that he left Yaakov, that he left Laban with. That's who he's building Sukkot for. He's involved in the marshal. He's involved in the hammer and the nails building Sukkot for his sheep. But inside, we don't understand this. We can't understand how this works. But inside, in the Pnim of Torah, he's building the festival of Sukkot. That's what an Av is. That's all an Av is. He's building the toldos. He's building reality for his children. It's all an Avi. That's what makes him an Av. So the Torah says he was building. Why does the Torah say it like that? Because in this world, in the physical world, that's what he was doing. But he wasn't just doing the physical act. He was building something much deeper. How that works, we don't understand. That's what's going on. Same here. There was a mountain holding over Klal Yisrael's head and they couldn't not do anything. They were honest. Not because Hashem was threatening them. But the Metzias was, that was the Metzias. And Klal Yisrael tell you that that mamash, the Klal Yisrael was like coming to a base hayayim. But Matt, they weren't rewarded for hakagigis. They were rewarded for nice and additional before the mountain was over there. But Matt says there ain't if shirut shel bechira, ain't gam yechoyne tshibut. Klal Yisrael rotzach rekodesh boch mitoch ava ozo. Love is blind.
They didn't have a choice to choose it or not. Is that because it was up there? Is that what we're saying?
Correct. When you're standing next to a cop, do you steal or not? That was Klal Yisrael at Hasina. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu reveals himself so clearly to you, and it's so posh and the truth so obvious, do you have a choice now? No. That's called onus. Nifla. Ulam, however. The Neuchach Dvari Melu Nishalis Hashalit. Let's ask a question. Haskomas Klal Yisrael Nisuin Ha'isim Mitoch Kfir Va'onus. The Saskom of Klal Yisrael to get married to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to the Chosen, came about through force. They were honest, whatever. It wasn't clear, it wasn't there, but at the end of the day, it was an honor. Mitzad HaChosen HaNisuin Haim Nisuin Mukhlotin Ubalet Toikev Rav Ad SheToikim Olo Yoichel Shlachol Kol Yomot. Mitzad HaChosen, the Nisuin was completely Tokev, it completely took effect. And now it's no longer le'yoychol shalchol kol yomov because you're an onus, you're a ma'anus. Ula mitzad ha'kala, but what about me? I'm the kala. Harei lo yisikan haskoma b'dayu bruru mitoch b'chira chotziv. In order for a nisuin to take place, there has to be a skoma sadas. The kala has to agree to it. When did she agree to it? With b'chira, she never b'chira. She took away her b'chira. She had no choice. She went into the marriage. That's not a marriage. A marriage requires a skoma sadas bebechira. Vim kain keitzen niten ligroim lekach shegam mitzad akala nesuin eilu nechshomim nesuin gemorim. Mitzad akala, how's this a valid marriage? The kala can turn around and say, I'm out of here, brother. No, but you chose. We did not choose anything. The chosen came in here, you know, with his... in his fancy Mercedes, in his limousine, and he sort of, you know, put out all these golden diamonds in front of her and whatever, $1 billion, and his 50% chain Tesla, and he said, do you want to marry me? And she was like, oh, that's called Bechira? No. You dazzle her out of her wits, and you marry her. So now she agreed. I never, she couldn't say no. So how do we answer this question? You might not want to hear this, so if you're light-hearted, you should leave now. That chuppah that started at Ma'amad HaSinai, the game's not over yet. Ma'amad HaSinai wasn't an event that happened once historically in the past, and it's over. That event at Ma'amad HaSinai is carrying on ad hayoyim hazeh. This Nisuin will then come to Ashlama. It started there. And it's continuing and continuing and continuing until it comes to the final Vyadatis Hashem, the final Shlemus of that Nisuin, when we get to that. The kufa that the Navi is talking about. Choshev loisiv. Shebeyachas shekesh lekesh anitzchi shebein am Yisrael Yisrael. This kesha, eternal kesha that exists between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chupa bas shleishas alafim v'shalosh mot shana this 3,300 year chuppah, it's a long wedding, huh? You've been tied up for quite a long time in the wedding. You don't get much else done during the day because you're at a Sheva Brochas for 3,300 years. That's a lot of Sheva Brochas, yeah? However, that's not considered a very long chuppah at all. Sounds like a long chuppah to me. When are you coming home, dear? No, I'm just at the chuppah. I'll be having 3,000 years. Yeah, you all find yourself. She'll see why you're late. Tell them, oh, I'm at the chuppah. Well, how long is it going to be? Well, I'll be having 3,300 years. But that's not a long chuppah. That's what he says. Lerech tekuf ezeh achosen vakale megali mesutzoynam amuchlat habilti nitein la'oru v'nosa zeh lezeh mitoich haskoma mole muchletes. This period is where the chosen and the kale reveal, we'll see, we're going to this in much more detail, it's fascinating, reveal their desire to be married to the point where no one can object and no one can complain. Total haskoma. This ongoing process mechazeks the nisuim day by day by day. Okay, so what does all this mean? Got a lot of words, yeah? Do you know what all this means? We have a wedding taking place at Asinai. It's made up of two parts. Nasa v'nishma v'hakagigis. The hakagigis is no longer a threat. It's a mitzvah. The revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the beauty of the Chosen, the Ten Makas, the Kriyas Yamsuf, the Shifcha Son Yamsuf, the entire Maisa Bereishis, revealed and told all the secrets of the universe. They were mamash flying high. Unbelievable revelations. So the color was a little bit dazzled. She couldn't really say no. And now we have 3,300 years till Mashiach comes or whatever, where the color, we'll see, has an opportunity to exercise her bechira when things are not so good anymore. When the lights go off, you know, you see who you really are. She never was married. She never agreed to get married. She never got married with a bechira. She never revealed her das to get married. Because she was honest. That's the Maharal. I'm working with the Maharal. I'm learning a safety here that I'm trying to understand the safe. I'm not trying to understand world history or Chumash Svorno. I'm trying to understand my Tachata Avsheli. And that's why marriage, and that's exactly the point. That's why marriage, Shiduchim, not marriage, Shiduchim is the biggest process of deception in the world. And you need to know that. And then you get 50, 60 years. You know, like the day after the Sheva Brochas ends and the lights go off, phase two starts. And now you get to prove your decision and your desire to be married through thick and thin, for better or for worse. Exactly. Beautiful. Every marriage is like that. Every shidduch is a process of deception. Because Baruch Hu traps you into getting married. Nachon? Nachon? Exactly. I never said this, Rabbi Avigdor Miller said this. But it's true. Anybody ever's worked in shidduchim knows that it's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to marry somebody, you'll marry somebody no matter what. Somebody. I heard this from one of the Granamen. Someone once came to the Chazon Ish to ask about a certain bocher for the shidduch for his daughter. So he asked the Chazon Ish, how does he learn? So the Chazon Ish said, well, could be better. Asked him about his middas. Well, could be better. The guy went to him and said, he's well, but he spoke to the Chazon Ish as an Eisen bocher, the Baldi bocher. The Chazon Ish said he could be better, but you know how good he must be if the Chazon Ish is saying he could be better? What was the Chazon Ish telling you? Don't go near the shidduch. Don't go near the shidduch. He could be better than what's the Chazon Ish. I just want to say he's a bum. Yeah, he could be better. It's a polite way of saying. Someone who has a half a ear. But this guy, Kodesh Baruch Hu, wanted his daughter to marry this guy. So he heard the Chazon Ish say he could be better. Wow, that's fantastic. That's what he does. He traps you into marriage. In Chayla Gimel, when we learn the marriage safer, those of you who have learned the marriage safer with us, we know that that's how it works. Who is your shatchet? Mr. Shlomenenet? Who lied to you about the color? No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to marry this girl, so she got Mr. Shlomenenet to lie to you. But she was never the shatchet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the shatchet. That's his gift, of course. So you have a question. But the Maharal's dealing, if you see what the Maharal says about Maharal's question, okay? Good. We never came down to answer every possible thing. There wasn't a marriage. Maaseh v'nishma was the haskoma. No, Maaseh v'nishma was the vort. It was the haskoma to get married. But there wasn't the marriage. Okay, whatever. I never promised and neither did the Mechaber. If you read that Dom, he never promised to answer every question. We're learning the Seudas here. We're not. But that's the vort. Chazal tell us in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amar Aleph, Tana Deba Eliyahu. What do you mean? It's a Masech to Sanhedrin, it's a Tana Deba Eliyahu. Hold on. Sheishas Alofim Shona Hova Olama. How long does the world last? 6,000 years. Shona Fonim Tohu, the first 2,000 were Tohu, whatever Tohu is. Shnei Alofim Torah, 2,000 years of Torah. Shnei Alofim Mimos HaMashiach. 2,000 years of the Mosa Mashiach. That's how the world is divided up. The 2,000 years of Torah, the world was shmom, barren. From an Adam Arishon that he said, sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol lost the color. His color got lost. The 2,000 years of Torah started with Amram Avinu, who promised that his children would return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what Adam HaRishon lost, they would become the Kalah. In those 2,000 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed his desire to marry the Kalah. Tzadik v'toiv lo, world of Nisim, world of Nevuah, an unbelievable world of a Gilu HaKadosh Baruch in the world. Yeah, there were millions of Nevi'im running around that heard Hashem speaking to them. It was Gilu, it was a world of revelation. The Beis HaMikdash, there were 10 miracles there every day with us. So Shechina, you went to the Beis HaMikdash, you felt Shechina, to pshuta. Was all open and revealed. Tzadik v'toiv lo, Torah being megala in the world and Hashem being megala in the world. Yedias Hashem ha'isimotzu etzol kulo. And the knowledge of Hashem was known to everybody. Mamatzav shel gilu rotzon Hashem ein lekalibrere v'imekabelis es hatzoso shel achasen linosoloi. In the world where there is such revelation and such clarity, the kala is married to the chosen. She doesn't really have a choice. Let's see, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow what changed in the alofim shnois, alpaim shnois, yemos haMashiach mitzad kala. When things changed radically, we'll understand why they changed and why it was necessary. Phase two is about to kick in.
Are you up there?
So what?